is Lisrong Sidet Dodin. That where do you put it? Has to be on the palm or on the side, but not on the side of the sides. So Rashi says, La'achsit Dodim Shaboyin Hadashim Lekamon. Oh, B'somach Eresir V'yolav Mate Menashe V'chadobah and Ben-Gregor Lisrong Sidet Dodim. Means Bosar Atachtoin Shereger Akaf. On the bottom part of your palm, that's possible. Tzidetz Dodim, that's possible. Only Tzidetz Kosher, not Tzidetz Dodim.
So like Rashi says, Lahachshit Dodim means Shoboyim of the Sum, the Dashim Lakamon, Al means the Sum that's next to it, Kirisir, the Olaf Mata Menashe. And the Chad Al is the Hen, Dain Diyad Benreg lives so Tzidetz Dodim. Means Bosra Tachta, on the bottom part of it, the bottom part of your thumb, that's possible to put the Shem. Now with Dashim Pasuk says, Al Dam Oshem, Al Mokom Dam Oshem. Now two Pesukim, one Pasuk says, Al Dam Oshem, you should put the Shemen on top of the Dam Oshem. Another Pasuk says, put it, Al Mokom Dam Oshem. So, Lama Yosu, what do we need this Pesukim for? Lama Yosu, honey. So, it's not Srich, yes, we need both these two. Ikos Rachmona Al Dam Oshem is possible. What have just said, that you're supposed to put the Shemen on the Mitzvah, on top of where they put the Dam Oshem. Have I mean I would have thought that's like this. Iso in, only if the dam is still on his thumbs, then on top of the dam, like that's where you're supposed to put the shemen. But niskaneach, let's say it dried up already. Let's say true, first you put the dam of the yoshem on his bayin yad. And then the dam dried up already. And now you want to put the shemen. I would have thought to say, lo, it's no good. Would have just said, adam osher means the shemen has to go mamash on top of the dam. Therefore, Kosta Rachman of Torah writes, al mokap, no on the place. Means as long as the dam was put there, even though it dried up already, it's all right now to put the shemen on the same place where you already put the dam. Now the kosarach mona al mokom, we just had the word al mokom, have a minavra, so to say, dafkon is kanoch, only if it was dried up already. Then you could put the shemen on the same place where you already put the dam before and it dried up already. Abel iso, but if the dam is still here, I would have thought to say, no, it's called the chatzitza, that the shemen cannot go on top of the dam itself. Maybe the shemen also has to go on the yad, on his hand alone, just on the same place we already put the dam before, but maybe the dam has to be dried up already. Because otherwise, if the dam is still wet, maybe it's called the chatzitza. Kamashbalon, that's the other pasuk. Al dam osham, to know that it's okay. You're allowed to put the dam, you're allowed to put the shemen, not the mitzvah, on top of the dam itself. That's why we need these two psukim. Of Al Dam Oshem and Al Mokoin Dam Oshem. All right, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Meyachad Ichsiv, Al Dam Oshem, V'Al Mokoin Dam Oshem. Now that the Pesukim say clearly, where's the Mokoin? Where do you put the Shemen? That the Shemen goes Mamish on the same place we put the Dam of the Yoshem on the Mitzvah. If oksiv yimonis bidam, and it says the word yimonis on the by the blood, al boyin yad hayimonis, for al boyin ragle hayimonis. So it says clearly that where we put the dam osherm on the mitzvah, on his right thumb of the fingers and of the right thumb of the feet. If so oksiv bishem the mitzvah osher bioni. If so lamali, how can the pasuk have to say also second time when you put the shemen on the mitzvah in both pashas, whether the mitzvah is an osher or an oni? It brings two different types of karbonis, so when you bring the shemen, it says also should be on the right. The chur, if we have already the psukim, that the shemen goes on the mokum where the dam is put, and by the dam it says clearly goes on the right hand, on the right thumb, so we know already the shemen also should go on the right. So why does the pasuk have to say again nochum by the shemen to put it on yamin? Like Rashi says, it's good why it says I'll blow him two times. That's one's lahachshit stodim and lisol stodim. But the word yimonis that says both by an osher oni and an osher osher, what do you have to have it for? So it says like this. Elorad amarov. Rava says like this. Elomarova. Yad yad la kemitza. That we need the extra word here, yad, for xerishova to kemitza. So Rashi says like this. Elomarova really leisol lamai diavkin and kemitza the smell posta midrosha the yabba smirlis. Now we're being chayz of what we said before. Before we came out, how do we know that kemitz is possible with the left hand? Because it says four times the word smell over there, dafka here, by a kind God will use the smell, and no place else. Now we're being chased from that. Timken, if so, yimonis, to ben shem and the yoshev, and shem and the analomli.
Because we're learning now from over there, so why the Pesach have to chazer over here, not come out, say by Shem and of the Mitzvah, to put it on his right? Ela rather, Yemonis to Shem and the Yorsha, Lehud Rosh also. Rather, the reason, how do we know that by Kmitz it has to be done with the right hand? Learn it out from the extra word, Yemonis, that it says, by the Shem and of the Mitzvah of an Oshir. That's what Rav is saying now. Ela my Rava, Yad Yad Kmitz, it says an extra time. Rashi says, Ksiv the Mitzvah Oshir, Yodhi Ha Yemonis. It says the shemen we put on his right hand. Lo yisuk, we don't need it. Uksiv b'kmitza yad. It says also by kmitza use your right hand. P'yamale kapoy. So my Rashi says my yad mitzori yamonis. After kmitza yamonis, just like the yad has to be on your right, or then the kmitza also has to be on the right. That's how we know this. Now regal. How come it says also Rashi says by the shemen the mitzori osher? It says also on the right. So it's a drosha for chalitza. Rashi was ever sharp with the regular the tzchil nami bechalitza the chotza nolam yaragloi. So my regular the mitzvah yimonis av chalitza yimonis. So within chalitza has to be done with the right foot. Oizin the ritzia. Was ever sharp. Rashi says the shemen osher. It says by the shemen osher also of an osher put it on the right. La yitzvach is also the medrash oizin nesn ritzia. The tzchil rots adonim is also mad the mitzvah yimonis after ritzia yimonis. That's what the Gzeres Shav is for. Now, I know the Ritzia. Smolis Lamai. Now, Smolis Lamai Yosa. When it says in the Pasuk here by Smol, in other words, the Kohen is supposed to take the Shemin and put it on his left hand, left palm, and then he sticks his right hand to it. But it says he has to put it on his left palm. So how come the word says Smolis? So Rashi says the first term that it says it, Avadi Benidid Lagufay. That teaches that not the right. The question, why does it say a second time for? By Mitzvah Oshir, it says the second time for what purpose? Some Rav Shisha bread Ravidi, Lifsul Yamin Tekoyin. The Mitzvah, as by Mitzvah, that a coin is not allowed to pour it in his right palm. He bedafka has to pour it in his left. So it says a second time, it says Likuva. One time is Lemitzvah, and the second time is that if he does it in his right hand, it's possible. Because otherwise, Shaloi Taimah do not say, Ma b'malkim shloin nisrabsa smil nisrabsa yamin. Other places, the zelachas we just had before, that if dafka have to do it on the right palm, on the right thumb, the right thumb. So ma dechris not nisrab the left. You could use the right. So I would have thought to say maybe b'malkim shloin nisrabsa smil here by putting the shemen on the calf of the kohen that you're supposed to put on his left hand. Ain't a din? Isn't it a svar to say nisrabsa yamin? There's also allowed to put it on his right if he wanted to. That's why it says the second time smil. He just know, but dafka smil and not yamin. Vidach smil. Why does it say a second time for a second time? In other words, it says by smil of an oni. There's also by an oni a second time. The crane has to put it on his left palm. So vidach smilis viyad v'regu yamonis the oni l'mayosa. What have all these things come from? Knows by Mitzvah only, why does it have to say it over a second time again? That a second time use the left palm, and also how come it says the Yad and Regu Yamonis? We should learn it out from an Oshir. So more says, Likidatona de Verab Yishmael, that called Parasha Shenemro Fenishnis, anything you learned already one time, and it has to say it over a second time, Lernishnis Shalabishvil Domishnis Chavishbo. It's enough to repeat over the whole Parasha a second time, as long as you're learning out one Chiddish. There has to be one chiddush over here. So Rashi says, "Nischad shabo, or pashas oni nischadish korban erlo biyurid." It's a chiddush here that he brings a korban erlo biyurid. So since it says this chiddush in the pasha of mitzvah oni, it has right to repeat all the chiddushim, the yad and regal and smirlus. Omar Rabba bar Bachon Omar Shem Melokish Kamokum Shenemer Etzpa Ukuhuna Ein Erel Yimin. Whenever the Pasuk says the word etzpah and a kayin, that means you have to always put on in the right hand. So Gemara thought to say, Kusakot that of the Havimino is, etzpah kuna bina. That you have to have both. The Pasha has to say these two things, etzpah and kuna. Kedach Siv, like a Pasuk says over here, V'lokach ha-kayin midamachat is betzbo. The kayin has to take with his finger. So it says the word kayin and says the word etzpah. The gomim ha-mitzor, learn out from the mitzor. The Siv, v'tovol ha-kayin is betzbo ha-yimonis. Says he has to use his right finger. So he also, whoever says the word kohen and etzpa, it means yamin. So Mura says, but harei kemitza, by the parasha of kemitza v'mincha, the leksiv bo elo kuna, it only says the word kuna.
Utsanana, now Mishnah says, Komas Bismo Posel. So who you see, you don't have to have both Kuna and Etzpas, not just say the word Kain. So my Rav Rabataka says, yes. Oy Etzpoy Kuna. What he meant to say is either one of the two is a proof. The Torah writes the word Kain, or the Torah writes the word Etzpa, either one of them, Taka means Jamin. Oh, Malaya Bayas, the Bayas says back, Hare Haleche Sevorim Le Keves. When you're carrying the Evorim, the pieces of meat of a korban to the Keves. Tehsibu, it says by them the word kuna. Tehsibu, it says in the parasha, v'hikruva koinesa kol ha-mizbecha. The koin has to bring everything onto the mizbeach. And the Yom Amar, we learned, what does this go on? Zuhelecha is sevorim lekeves. Like, you have to burn the emurim, burn the pieces of meat that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's carrying up the pieces of meat, the fats, or the korban, or all the meat, up to the plank. So, that's the avodah of halacha sevorim, and it says the word kuna. Utanan, we learned, haregel shel yamin b'smoil. Like the right foot, they carry on the left side. So Rashi brings down Masechta Tome, Balecha Sevorim, haregel shel yamin, haymelech b'smoil. When they brought the Evorim of the Korban HaTome, that's the way they used to carry it to the Mizbeach. Obeis Erev HaLachutz, the Beis Erev was sticking outside. So who you see, even though it says the word kun here, if they use the left, they'll use the left hand to carry it. You don't have to use yamin. When do I say that either etzba or the word kuna means dafka the yamin? That's on an avoida, that's makiv. That if you don't do the avoid, you do not have the kapara. But over here, burning the avorim, the halacha sevorim to the mizbech is not makiv. Even if you don't burn the avorim at all, still you have your kapara. So since this thing is not makiv, the kapara, therefore you don't have to have Yemin. Fred Yimovare Kabbalah. By Kabbalah Saddam. Dovra Makiv Kaporu. It's something that's Makiv the Kaporu. Without a Kabbalah Saddam, there's no Zrika. Uchsiv Be Kuna. And the Possig says Kuna. Tichsiv Hikra Ben Yaron Akrainim is Saddam. And with Ashim Zu Kabbalah Saddam. Utanan, and we learned. Kibbel Bismillah. Let's say the Kurin made the Kabbalah Saddam is left in. It's possible. But Rabbi Shimon Mash, Rabbi Shimon says it's Kosher. Squid Kosher and Rabbi Shimon. It says the word Kuna. As in an avoid, it's makiv to kapara. So how can it be likuva? So how can it be besmel kakosha? So Mor says the Rabbi Shimon come. They're talking about according to Rabbi Shimon shita nechnami. Rabbi Shimon tati boy. According to Rabbi Shimon, when does it have to be bedafk with yamin? If it says two things, kun and etzpa, if it only says either one of them, is lavdafk. It has to be yamin likuva. Fred Gemara, is that true? Mi boy Rabbi Shimon tati. Rabbi Shimon has to have both etzpa and the word kuna. But Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says that Komokum Shinemri Yavanem says the word Yad ain't well Yamin. It only means the word Yamin. And Etzpa, whenever the apostle says the word Etzpa, ain't well Yamin. So Rabbi Shimon says clearly either one of them means Yamin. So Luchura, how come over here by Kabbalah Saddam that says the word Kuna, how come he doesn't know Zlikuva to have the right hand? How come he says if you make a Kabbalah Bismel, still it's kosher? So it's like this, true, that etzpa loy boy kuna. If the pasuk says the word etzpa, then even without the word kuna kain, it also means likuva the right. But kuna boy etzpa. But even though it says the word kuna, that in itself does not mean yamin. It has to be etzpa also. So Mor says if so, well, look, if we hold etzpa alone is enough, so elo kain lomali. Why does the pasuk have to say the word kain? If it says the word etzpa and that means likuva yamin, so what do you have to have the word kain for? So Mor says, Bikuna, means to say the claim means he has to be wearing his big day kuna.